Hello, you're listening to the Trade Show Minute on Rave Radio. You can find it at ravepubs.com under the Rave Radio tab. I'm your host, Gary Kirk, coming to you from ISE 2019, and I'm joined by Jason Melby of Daktronics. Jason, I appreciate you joining us this afternoon.
Thanks, Gary.
So what can you tell me about Daktronics?
So Daktronics is a LED display manufacturer. We're based in Brookings, South Dakota in the U.S. We have five factories worldwide where we build beautiful visual displays for many different applications.
All right. So for our listeners that may not be familiar with Daktronics and your product line, what can you tell me about your product that sets you apart from other LED and display manufacturers?
Well, the things that are really different in our product, we do have a superb level of product quality and engineering and reliability and all the stuff that's really not very exciting. Mm-hmm. The reason our customers choose Daktronics is really because of the service and the people that support them. So we have a team of application engineers that help with everything from integration into third-party systems to very complex systems to many products that can be almost off the shelf ready to go. Everything is custom built per customer, so we don't have a warehouse full of stuff that's sitting there getting dated with outdated firmware. We build displays to our customer specifications. Mm-hmm. And that's why many high profile customers choose us.
So I'm curious, do you guys have anything in particular that you're launching or want to talk about as far as the ISE show goes?
Yeah, thanks, Gary. We are currently launching a product or introducing a product called the Optica series. The Optica series is a micro LED technology. It's a 0.9 millimeter. The thing that really sets it apart from everything else is where competitors run around 1,000 nits of brightness. Our display is capable of 6,000 nits brightness. So it's the first outdoor capable micro LED product in the industry.
That is impressive. So for people that aren't familiar with this brightness, can you tell me how that is going to affect the usage of it outside?
Sure. So it's really designed for outdoor facing displays. So it would be perfect for a retail storefront mm-hmm. where it may be competing with direct sunlight as people sure. walk by. Traditional products are effective at night, but they can't compete with the sun. The sun's pretty bright.
Yeah.
And so this product is intended for that type of an application, or it could be used at a bus shelter or some other walk-up traffic where you're competing with a high ambient light condition, but you need something where people are within a couple feet of the display. It looks crystal clear.
So I'm curious, as far as life cycling on these, I'm sure that they're wonderful displays and they're going to be able to handle what Mother Nature throws at them. But how long can they take that beating?
So our typical displays, our target life for them run between 5 to 10 years. Mm-hmm. This particular product we would expect to be closer to the 10-year time frame when it's fully ready. It's in a proof of concept phase right now, so we're still working out some of the details, but it's a pretty spectacular and amazing product.
So are there any other exciting things about ISE that you'd like to talk about?
Sure. So we have a variety of products at our booth. So we have an array of narrow pixel pitch or fine pitch displays. The other notable new product for this year is we've recently redesigned our banner display, which is very common in shopping centers where they hang from the ceiling and usually are on a rotator that rotates around so that it can hit maximum exposure to the audiences that are going through. But it can also be dead hung from the ceiling as well. The new design on that is 64% thinner and 40% lighter than previous generations. So it's a significant weight savings. A lot of retail buildings were built many, many years ago, and at the time, they weren't exactly expecting to hang large video displays from them. And as that's taken hold, the lighter and thinner display keeps it looking nice and slick and thin and sophisticated. But the lower weight is really a major benefit because they don't have to bring in a bunch of steel to reinforce it and add yeah. all of that fixed cost just to be able to hang something from the structure.
Sure. Retrofitting these old buildings yep. With a modern flair becomes a lot yep. easier that way.
Exactly.
Yeah. Nice. Well, I really appreciate you taking a few minutes to come up here and talk to me. And that does it for this Trade Show Minute. To hear the full ISE coverage, visit our microsite at ravepubs.com/ISE 2019.